All right, here we go. Time for your weekly Lake Fork Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary Lee. How are you on this 47-degree, thirsty Thursday morning?
Hey, I'm fit as fiddle. I'm wiggling and jiggling and head bobbing. I'm having the morning of all mornings. It's, you know, it was not as foggy as it was yesterday morning. Got a little rain overnight, but, you know, hey, we shall survive. The question is, how's the fishing there on Lake Norfolk?
The fishing has been really good. Crappie bite, live bait, tater bait, some certain colors in the Bobby Garland have just been, I've been really hammering it. Some nice size, 13, 14-inch crappie. And we've had some nicer days, yesterday was foggy till late morning, but, it was a good day. Was nice out, today, I don't think there'll be many people on the lake as windy as it is this morning down here, but there might be a few people that venture out there.
Oh yeah. There'll always be a few, But, now I've also been seeing some stripers. People are, are they spooning for them, trolling for them? What's the deal there?
There's a couple different methods people use. A lot of guys right now, I know Chad and I think Borgman, they are jigging for them. Yep. They're spooning with like, tater shad thing or a Rapala ice jig. Those two methods work really good. I know guys are using live bait, and I know guys are trolling with like an A-rig.
Yeah, and live scope.
And the stripers and hybrids, it's that time of year that water's cooled down you find them, you find the bait fish, you find the fish, and then you got to get them to bite on top of that,
Yeah, Larry Davis posted some pictures of a nice mess of largemouth.
Yeah, my grandson went out the other day, and they gets it fished, and they did very well, very, very well gets it fishing, and they caught a nice mess. I want to say they ended up with, between the two of them, 8 nice keepers.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard any more about the length limit?
I don't have the new regulation in front of me, but that's what it is. It's 13 inches on the largemouth. Mm-hmm. That went from 15 down to 13.
Yeah. Well, that'll help people catch a mess of fish a little easier.
Yeah, and then they're going to eliminate some of those smaller fish, and then bigger ones will get to grow even bigger.
Yeah.
I think that's their plan. They did a big study about it last year, and that's what they ended up deciding to do, and lowering the limit on it, and some of those middle fish there, because I guess their thinking is they're going to have more food for the larger fish to eat, thin out some of that middle ground and stuff, because there is a lot of 12, 14 to 14 inch largemouth out. Seems like that's what you'd catch all the time,
Oh, yeah. Now you'll catch, 11 and 12 inch.
Yeah, right.
You'll just fill the boat full. One more inch, dang it. One more. Well, hey, are we going to build a big bonfire tonight and sit around the fire, sing Kumbaya?
Yeah, we are. We're going to celebrate Diane's birthday.
Happy birthday, Diane. You sexy thing, you.
This wind calms down, we will have a big bonfire and a birthday cake for her. We're going to do something special if the wind cooperates, and if not, we'll take it indoors.
That's right. No spankings, though.
I won't tell you how many she's going to get. She wouldn't want me to share that. We'll let that go.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Diane. Gary, we do appreciate you. And for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, great way. Take a look at the pictures, some of the stories on there. lake temperatures, all that's up there. Take a look, drop us a line. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com, or just stop in if you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, for sure. I need to come down there and hang out with y'all. And, you know, that bonfire would feel really good.
Yeah. You know? It's supposed to be in the 20s tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, be really close to the fire, but yeah, good time. And if you're looking for a little getaway, folks, head on down to the Bayou Resort. You got cabins, you got some of your cabins open, or are you kind of shut down for the winter?
We are, well, I shut everything down and I open them as we rent them out.
Oh, okay, right on.
Yeah. So we got a group coming in to go striper fishing starting Sunday. Yeah, they're going to do a day or two of guide, and they come every year and that. They do a day or two of guiding and with one of the guides, with Chad, and then they'll go out fishing on their own and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a perfect place to take your little gypsy queen and, you know, lock the door and snuggle in tight and catch some beautiful sunrises, some spectacular sunsets, and great company with you and Diane.
Absolutely. Love to have them.
All right, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and we shall talk with you next week.
All right, sounds good, Gary.
All right, see you, buddy.